The case of animal rights is an interesting one because in recent years, some philosophers, Peter Singer is the most well-known, have written influentially on this subject and have used utilitarian arguments to show that our treatment of animals is radically immoral. So it said, let's look at our relation to animals from a utilitarian point of view. We derive a certain amount of pleasure and happiness from our use of animals, so we eat their flesh and we use them for clothes and we even use them for sport or entertainment, and indeed we do derive a certain amount of happiness from this use. But we have to ask ourselves how much unhappiness we produce in the animals, how much suffering is produced. And then we have the long list and litany of the factory farms, the terrible slaughterhouses, the misery of the circus animals, and so on and so on and so forth. The use of animals in experiments or to test cosmetics. And it's fairly easy to see that the amount of suffering produced in the animals outweighs the amount of happiness that we derive from the animals. So it's been argued by Singer and others that on utilitarian grounds, the way we use animals is wrong. If we were to not use animals for these purposes, we wouldn't cause them the suffering. We might lose some happiness ourselves, perhaps, perhaps not. But in any case, what we're doing now is immoral from a utilitarian point of view because the unhappiness of the animals outweighs the happiness that their exploitation gives to us. Furthermore, it's also been argued, Singer is another person who's argued this point, if we consider the relationship between the so-called first world and the third world and the way we live in our societies and the way people live in underdeveloped societies, let's think about that from a utilitarian point of view. You know, a given member of a Western society, such as the USA or Great Britain or anywhere in Europe, has a certain level of well-being derived from the wealth of their society, and they have a certain income. Let's take a certain amount of, let's say, $10, the $10 that a person derives from their income in one of our societies, and what you can do with $10. Well, you can increase your happiness by a certain small amount, by $10, not very much, as things are. But it's argued then, but what could $10 do if it was sent to a third world country and used to feed starving people and save lives and so on? It's fairly easy to see if you go through this, the facts and the reasoning about this, that what will cost us relatively little in terms of happiness might bring enormous benefits to other people. So if we weigh up, according to the principle of the greatest happiness of the greatest number, how we should spend our money, we ought to be spending our money on sending money to charities in third world countries. In fact, we should spend a lot of our money on that because we can produce an enormous amount of happiness by sending our money to these countries compared to the amount that we can produce by spending it on ourselves. So again, we get here a rather radical and revolutionary revision of our moral system. So according to utilitarians, just as we abolish slavery on the basis of utilitarian arguments, so we are revising our treatment of animals, so also we should see that we are radically immoral in the way we spend our money on ourselves rather than sending them to other countries where we could produce the greater happiness for the greater number. So we can see that utilitarianism is a view which leads to disturbing consequences and consequences which involve having to revise the way we normally think about morality. We think that something is right and fine, the way we spend the money we earn, but it turns out that it's quite wrong, quite immoral, according to the utilitarian way of looking at things. So